morning, everybody. Today, we're going to discuss the following issue. Comes up all the time. You have two people that are eating hamotzi together. They each wash, and then the third person who's just having a coffee together with the two people that are eating bagels for breakfast. And then at the end of breakfast, they want to bench zimun. So can the fellow who just had a coffee or just had a cup of water or just had a drink or something join with them in the zimun? So this is a sugya in Maseches Brachos on Daf Mem Ches Amud Aleph. Says the Gemara in Brachos, Am Rav Yehuda Bar Shmuel Bar Shilas Mishmei De Rav Tisha Achu Dagon VeEchad Achol Yarak Mitzarfin. That if nine people eat grain, meaning nine people wash, and one person eats a vegetable, so then they're mitzari for the Zimun Asara, to say Elokeinu. So Amar Rabbi Zeira, Bayim Minei Rabbi Yehuda Shmona Mahu. He says, I asked Rabbi Yehuda, what would the halacha be if it was eight people that washed? And then I asked Shiva Mahu, what if it was seven people that washed? Amar Leilo Shnai. He said, yeah, that works too. That even if you have seven people who wash, three people who eat something else, that would also be mitzarif to Zimun. But Shisha Vadelami Bayali says, but I didn't even ask about six, because six was obvious, so it's not even a shayla, so I didn't bother asking about six. So the Gemara says, Amalei Rabbi Yirmiya, Shapir Vadelami Bayali, he's saying, Shisha Vadelami Bayali, I didn't ask about six, and I should have. Maybe I should have asked about six, because I only got the answer for seven. So Rabbi Yirmiya says, Shapir Vadelami Bayali, Hasim Taim Maimishim Dikaruba, Hachanami Yikaruba. He says, you did a good thing by not asking, because it's obvious. Once you got the answer about eight, and you got the answer about seven, obviously it's a din and rov, and six is also a rov, so it's obvious that six would also be good enough. But the iu savar ruba deminkar beinan. But the reason Rabbi Zera felt bad about not asking about six is that he assumed that maybe seven is different than six, because seven is a ruba deminkar, it's a recognizable rov, whereas six just makes it over the rov barrier, and therefore maybe you need a ruba deminkar that actually washed. The Gemara leaves it like as a maybe, it seems. But lahalacha, so it seems like there are two days in the Gemara. One day is that six for sure that counts as good enough if you have six people to wash. And the other day it seems like maybe not. Yet the Rambam in Hilchos Brachos Parakei Halacha Ches, the Rambam writes, Ein mezam nel mishachol k'zayis pasu l'mayla. You need to eat a k'zayis pas. Shiva sha'achlu pas. U'shlosh achli man yarakot zir. U'cheyotz ben mitzarfen l'zamin b'shem. If you have seven and three, that's a good thing. They could still do a zimun with Elokeinu. Provided the guy leading the benching is one of the people that washed. Aval, says the Rambam, Shisha sha'achlu pas varba yerek ein mitzarfin. Achi ochle pas rov haniker. The Rambam paskens alacha that you need a ruba deminkar, that it needs to dafka be seven. Six people washing is not enough. That is how the Rambam Pasan Shulchan Aruch and Simon Kuf Tzadi Zayin Si'if Beis Vafilu Shiva Achludagan Vigimel Yarek Mitzarfin of the Shisha Lo Deruba Deminkar Be'inan. Shulchan Aruch Pasan is not surprisingly exactly what the Rambam says. They need a Ruba Deminkar that seven people have to wash in order to say Elokeinu. Question is, so we see clearly that you can have somebody not wash and still be mitzarif to Zimun. Does that work by Zimun of Shlosha as well? Does that only work by Zimun of Asara, where you're going to have where you're going to say Elokeinu, but anyway you're going to have a Zimun? So the Rambam explicitly says that this does not work by a Zimun of Shlosha. The Rambam says that this whole din that you can get away with some of the people not washing is only by a Zimun of Asara, where anyway you have a Zimun, it's just a matter of saying Elokeinu. But a Zimun of Shlosha, everybody's got to wash. However, Tosos points out in Maseches Brachos over there in Daf Mem Ches Amud Aleph, V'yesh Sherot Simlom Ardainu Dafka L'Zimun Asara V'Loshosh Alom Etzarf. He quotes those Rishonim that say like the Rambam. Then he says, "Umiyu b'Yerushalmi Tani Shnayim Shachlu Pas Ve'Achad Yarek Mezamin V'Chaim Pasagri B'Tosefto." He quotes that there's Yerushalmi and there are Rishonim in the Pasnik. There's Yerushalmi that even by Zimun of Shlosha, two people who wash and one person who doesn't is perfectly fine, and that's how the Rush paskins. The Rush paskins that even for a Zimun of Shlosha it's good enough. So far, what have we seen? We paskin like the Rush and Shulchan Aruch. We paskin that even for a Zimun of Shlosha you don't need all three people to wash, but what do you need the third guy to have eaten? So the Gemara said, Yerek. The Gemara said, if he eats vegetables, that's good enough. What about drinks? So the Tosos points out in Maseches Brachos over there, V'hachi Hilchasa, She'echad Shachal Yerek Oshasa Kos Yayin Mitztarif. says Tosfos, not only eats vegetables, which the Gemara said, but even if he drinks a kos yayin, he's mitzdarif. Tosfos says, I know what you're going to tell me. How could shesia count? You're saying the word sha'achalnu, baruch sha'achalnu mishalo. And achalnu is not, if you didn't eat anything, how could you say achalnu if all you did is drink? He says, what are you talking about? Shesia b'chlal achila, shtia nachila. The same thing, right? When you count the chamesh inuyim, antishu bavar, and yom kippurim, right? What are they? So achila and shtia count as one. They're the same. Shtia is b'chlal. Achila, so Tosa says, for sure drinking is good enough as well. Okay, but what do you have to drink? Meaning, is drinking a coffee the same? Tosa says, wine. He says, yayin. What if you just have a cup of water? So Tosa's chiddush makes a lot of sense, you know, based on this idea of shtia b'chlal achila. And the idea that wine has a certain amount of chashivas to it, you know, the Rishonim point out, the Rambam, as we read before, says tzir is also included. Tzir is like some sort of brine, and that's based on the Gemara in Brachas as well that we read before. So the Shulchan Aruch, however, quotes Tosfos. He quotes this idea that yayin is good enough, but he says it's dafka yayin. But when it comes to water, based on sugya and erev and daf chav zayin, water doesn't satiate. Water is not a chash of a beverage. We discussed recently in the shiurim about chamar medina that water is like a non-entity. Water is just there to hydrate a person, but it doesn't really satiate. It doesn't have any flavor. Water is for sure no good. So Shulchan Aruch says wine yes, water no. Comes along the Magen Avraham, and the Magen Avraham disagrees with the Shulchan Aruch. And the Magen Avraham writes, the Magen Avraham writes that in Simen Kuf Tzadi Ches Sif Katan Vav, that Tosfos points out that the wine is okay based on Shesia Bechlal Achila. Well, guess what? You know what else is Bechlal Achila? Shesia Smaim is also Bechlal Achila. Are you allowed to drink water on Tisha B'Av Yom Kippur? No. So if the whole vart is in Tosfos about the Yayin, is that Shesia Bechlal Achila, I don't care how chashav it is, I don't care if you could use it as Chamar Medina, is it Bechlal Achila? That's all you need to know. So if it's Bechlal Achila, then water is just as good. And not only that, the Shulchan Aruch in Yeridaya, in Simon Reish Chav Ches paskins that if someone takes a shavua that he's not going to eat, so not only is he not allowed to eat, he's not allowed to drink either, and that includes not drinking water. So apparently, water is also called achila. So you could say baruch shachalim mishlo, even if all you had is water. So these are the two basic deos in poskim: the Shulchan Aruch that wine yes, but water definitely no, and the Magen Avraham even water. They don't explicitly discuss all the drinks in between. Right? But these are the two extreme deos. Magen Avraham, that even water, even if two guys have bagels and one guy has a cup of water, he could be Messiah for the Zimun. And the Shulchan Aruch, that no way he cannot be Messiah for the Zimun unless he had a cup of wine. So how do we paskin? So comes along the Mishnah Berurah and Simen, Kuf Tzadi Zayin Siv Katan Yud Beis, and he quotes the Machlokas Mechaber and the Magen Avraham, and then he says about the Magen Avraham that he Tikuhu Eza Achronim LaHalacha, that a number of major Achronim quote the Magen Avraham LaHalacha. And then he adds, Achein, b'sefer Bigdei Yasha, u'b'magim Giborim, hiskimu la'mechaber, v'chein mitzadi b'sefer Chemin Moshe. And then he quotes the Bigdei Yasha, the Magim Giborim, the Chemin Moshe, that all say like the Mechaber. So Mishnah Berurah doesn't really give us a clear guidance on this, whether someone who drank water is able to be mitzdarif to a zimun. In Shulchan Aruch HaRav, the first of Avitcher Rebbe, and the Chayadim, which are both quoted by the Mishnah Berurah over there, when he says here Tiku Eza Achronim, that's who he's talking about. They paskin like the Magen Avraham that water is good enough. So you have major Achronim that say that water is good enough. However, the Aruch HaShulchan writes that like the Shulchan Aruch, that water is not good enough. But then he says Vatam to be inan al kolpanim davar sheyesh bo chashivas ktsas. You need something that has some sort of chashivas. Ulefizeh Efshar da mayim hamasukanim kamo seltzer lemonade omine, the other one I don't know what it is, seltzer and lemonade, I'm pretty sure I got right, omine kavasin mitzdarif, that if you have seltzer, you have lemonade, that's also good enough because it has some sort of chashivos. V'chein nira ikar ledina, says the Aruch HaShulchan. So the Aruch HaShulchan is the first one we've seen that addresses the drinks in between water and wine. Rav Vadi Yosef is quoted in Yalkut Yosef by his son Rav Yitzchak Yosef that water is not good enough, meaning like the mechaber. Then he says that the Shulchan Aruch seems to allow the other drinks other than water, anything that's more chashuv than water, but Rav Vadia says it still has to have chashivus, and the best way to measure chashivus is alcohol. So if it has alcohol content, then you could join in the benching, but otherwise you're not allowed to join in the benching. So as it turns out, we have three deos lahalacha, right? You have the Shulchan Aruch Harav, the Chai Adam, they pass like the Magen Avraham, even water, even just a drink of water, and you could for sure be mitzdarit. The Aruch HaShulchan paskins like the Mechaber, that no way, water does not count, but it's things that have a chashivus to it, things that might be in the category of Chamar Medina, let's say. Things like coffee, maybe would be good enough. And then you have Rav Avadia, who says, coffee's not good enough. It's got to be close to wine. It's got to be something of an alcoholic beverage. Only then can you actually be mitzdarif. So if we go back to our original Shaila, L'chora, if you're having a coffee, there's significant deos to be samechan, especially if you're an Ashkenazi Jew, because you have the Shulchan Aruch Rav and the Chai Yadim who say even water would have been good enough, and even the Aruch HaShulchan, who doesn't, is not okay with water, thinks lemonade is good enough, so that would be good. That would be fine. If you're a Sephardi Jew, so you may want to be a little bit more machmir about the issue. I saw Rabbi Jachter has an article about this online, and Rabbi Jachter writes that he thought that maybe bottled water, spring water, should be different because it has a certain chashivas to it. And he said that he spoke to Rav Baruch Simon and Rav Yaakov Luban, and they both said that no way. That there's absolutely no way. And Pashtus says there's absolutely no way. Meaning the postmen are very clear. Water is water. Besides, bottled water, I mean, it's all marketing. I mean, I don't know. My wife claims that she could tell the difference between the brands of water. If you put five unmarked bottles of water, she'll be able to tell you that's Poland Spring, that's this, that's that. Like, I don't know, to me it's H2O. I don't know. But and also, like when Chazal were talking about water, you think they had like our sewer water that you get out of the tap? No, they had delicious spring water. Where do you think they got their water from? They got it from natural resources. So it wasn't like sitting in some rusty pipe, for 3 months. It was so they were there. Of course they had the most delicious water. So just because you pay $1.50 a bottle for it or something, I don't know. I don't think that that would make a difference. So Pashtus is water is still water. Yeah.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.